we're going to talk about something that's being described in this story as the homeless industrial complex. We're going to bring on a guest by the name of Edward Ring of the California Policy Center. He writes about political reform issues, and he wrote a pretty good one, which interested both John and myself, because we sometimes wonder, all we hear about is the many millions and millions of dollars spent on the homeless problems, right? What do we have in L.A.? Measure HHH, right? Supposed to solve all the problems. All this money. In fact, the El Segundo Times did a story last weekend, which basically was, with all this money spent on the homeless, why are we still seeing more homeless? But really all they concluded was, it was really a dumb, simplified article, well, the number of homeless people is just outpacing the number of people we can get housed.
Well,
that's just a problem that we can't catch up.
It's not true if you read Edward Ring's article. It's a fascinating piece. Let's get him on, and he can talk about it and explain it in detail here. Edward, welcome to the John and Ken Show. You know what I just did? I just hung up on him.
Why don't you know how to... You were out one day, and I handled that in 2 seconds.
Edward, hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
You didn't hang up on him.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
All right. Define the term homeless industrial complex for everyone.
Yeah, well, the homeless industrial complex is a, it's sort of a de facto alliance of developers, politicians, and nonprofit organizations.
And this alliance is what? To spend the money?
Yes. And they're not spending millions, they're spending billions. And they're never going to catch up the way that they're addressing the problem. And it really comes down to the solutions that are being developed, either as bridge housing, which is shelters, or permanent supportive housing, which apparently has to be apartments, actual apartments. It's too expensive. It's incredibly expensive, these solutions that are being coming up. I could provide some examples.
Yeah, you talked a lot about Venice Beach, and that's an area we have covered extensively. There's 1,000 vagrants in Venice Beach, and they want to build a shelter there for 154 people for an incredible amount of money. So you use that as an example to describe.
Yeah, well, the last budget documents that we've seen from the LA City Council suggest that the cost to build this is going to be at least $8 million. And that comes up to just about $50,000 per bed. And it's not even supposedly a permanent shelter. It's a tent. Now it's one of those, you know, very rugged tents that lasts for many years. And underneath there, they're going to have to plumb that and put in kitchens and maybe a small clinic or something. But $8 million for 154 beds is just never going to solve the problem. And what they're doing with the apartments, which, because they apparently don't consider a shelter to comply with some of these laws, to, you know, they're designed to protect the homeless, but what they do is they harm the homeless, because to comply with these laws, you simply have to spend too much money.
Well, is the $8 million, is that people padding their invoices? Is it nonprofits with the huge amounts of overhead that have nothing to do with shelter? I mean, what could this be built for?
Well, that's a really good question. Why does it cost $8 million to build a shelter that holds 154 beds? And it's kind of hard to get to the bottom of this. You have to go through the actual contracts. You have to try to, and you can't necessarily just get them online. You have to do Freedom of Information Act requests, and sometimes you can get through that way, and sometimes you can't. Public agencies are required to disclose all of this. Nonprofits, it's a little bit harder. Private contractors, it's also a little bit harder. So I don't know, to answer the question honestly. I don't know why. All I know is you don't have to spend $50,000 per bed to help homeless people.
Yeah, I like the way you wrote here. The nonprofits don't just run these projects. The actual people staffing these shelters aren't overpaid. They operate huge bureaucratic empires with overhead and executive salaries that do nothing for the homeless. This is something we suspected before, that some of this money is just funneled out to sort of these in-between people.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of middlemen, and there's also a lot of top management. And when you look at some of the most well-heeled nonprofit organizations that get involved with these projects, they have high overhead. They have highly compensated executives. And they also have, you know, a bureaucracy that, for example, includes a marketing department that puts together videos to give to the press and to give to donors to describe how much good they're doing. And all of this stuff is really expensive. So, you know, how much of that money really goes down to somebody who's putting up a tent or setting up a bed is questionable.
It sounds like they're using the homeless as an excuse to build a corporation.
Yeah, a massive jobs program.
That gets funneled millions of dollars of tax money, and it's become a racket. And they're not helping the homeless very much at all, but they are rewarding themselves.
Well, you know, it's hard not to come to that conclusion. If you look at the so-called permanent supportive housing, which is the apartments that are being built for the homeless, there's a company that's using shipping containers. They call it modular construction, using shipping containers to cut costs. And they cut the cost so much that the cheapest one we could find was $280,000 per unit. So, you know, I Googled shipping container, and you can buy a shipping container for $1,950. You can buy a three-bedroom shipping container home, which I guess uses three shipping containers, with free shipping, and it's only $80,000.
Yeah,
so how do they get to $280,000?
Little markup there on that. All right, Ed, can you hold on?
Sure.
I want to also ask to talk to him. By the way, this article he wrote called The Homeless Industrial Complex, you're talking to Edward Ring with the California Policy Center. He's a co-founder, and he writes about political reform. He not only lays out the case for the homeless industrial complex, which we've been talking about the past few minutes with these examples of outrageous spending and a bureaucratic mess, he also has a great paragraph about what we should do to start to solve this problem. And by the end, he lays out in many bullet points exactly what should be done to rein in this homeless industrial complex.
We're talking with Edward Ring, who's written a fascinating piece called The Homeless Industrial Complex. It's at a site called CaliforniaGlobe.com. He's a political and financial analyst, and he also has co-founded a think tank. And he's explaining in this article what we've talked about a lot of this at various times, but there's a homeless industrial complex made up of government bureaucracies, nonprofit organizations, and building developers who all parasitically attach themselves to this huge revenue stream, billions of dollars.
Overprice things. They completely waste money. I mean, he just talked about the shipping containers, how much you could spend to buy a shipping container if that's how you want to house people versus how much some of these organizations want to charge to put together. My favorite paragraph, though, Ed, it got me right at the beginning. The problem of the homeless could be completely solved in a few months if there were the political and judicial will to get it done. The National Guard could be deployed. They work with city and county law enforcement, and the homeless could be sorted into groups: criminals, substance abusers, mentally ill, undocumented aliens, and all the rest. And for each of these groups, separate facilities could be built on vacant or underutilized government land near urban centers, but away from downtowns and residential areas. And then you'd have tents, porta potties, and mobile modules providing food and medical service.
This is what we've been talking about for so long. They have the land. They have a place to put these people. You just have to do it.
Yeah. Well, they have the money, too.
They have the money, too. Yeah.
I think that, you know, if you look at ways to rein this in, the first step is just acknowledging that it's not going to get solved the way things are right now. They're never going to catch up. There's never going to be enough money. It's just going to get worse and worse. And if you don't want it to come down to some emergency decree where you literally do call out the National Guard because there's a epidemic of typhus or hepatitis or trench fever or something horrific.
Bubonic plague. Yeah.
Right. It could come to that, but we want to get this fixed before it comes to that. And it's really, along with acknowledging we're not going to ever solve this now the way we're going, cities are going to have to litigate. They're going to have to stand up to freelance attorneys and the ACLU. They're going to have to go back to court and challenge some of these court decisions that make it really impossible to build cost-effective homeless shelters. And You know, it's better to have a homeless shelter that's not perfect than to have no homeless shelter at all. And if you care about homeless people, you have to accept that.
Talk about how the developers and the nonprofits will hire agitators to shout down local residents who don't want the shelter in their neighborhood.
Well, that's hard to prove, but it's been alleged that they have brought people in to meetings in places where the homeless are concentrated in Los Angeles. And we're talking, if you look at a map of L.A., it's Long Beach, San Pedro, it's downtown L.A., it's Venice, and then there's some parts around Sherman Oaks. That seems to be where most of them are. And the efforts to build the shelters there will attract opposition in Venice Beach. I mean, they're building something on Pacific Avenue, 400 feet from the boardwalk, from the beach. And this is priceless real estate. And it, you know, they're building a so-called wet shelter where you can go into the shelter if you're drunk or on drugs and go in and get a meal and come on back out. Well, this is going to be a magnet, and people are against it. But for some reason in these public meetings, there's hundreds of people showing up who are saying, you're just a NIMBY, you know, you're against homeless people, you don't, you know, you're misanthropic, you're bad people, you don't care, you don't want to help. Where are these people coming from?
Yeah,
I
can't believe there's that many people.
They're these activist groups.
I don't believe there's that many people who care that much, who would go through the trouble. I don't think these people even believe what they're saying, but they're getting paid to say it and creating a ruckus.
Well, that could very well be. And it's important to go, you know, you have to go past that. We could look for corruption. We can look for, you know, these AstroTurf organizations, or we can litigate. The city of Los Angeles or some major city simply has to go back to court and overturn the Jones versus City of Los Angeles decision that made it impossible to enforce the ban on sleeping on sidewalks until, quote, permanent supportive housing could be built. And the way that they're litigating the homeless advocates to define permanent supportive housing results in solutions that cost too much. So they have to go to court.
Where do you think all these people are coming from?
I think they like Venice. Venice is really nice. I mean, and you can't, under Prop 47, it's very hard for police now to stop drug and property crimes. It's not a felony, it's a misdemeanor, which means that basically these tents on the beach are protected private homes in the eyes of the law. You have to have a search warrant to go in there. They've turned these tents into, you know, in some cases, retailers for drugs or brothels, and it's very hard to get in there and clean it up because of the legal protections under Prop 47. So that's another thing that has to happen. I think the police unions, which are very powerful, ought to work on getting a state ballot referendum up to overturn Prop 47.
All right, Edward, we appreciate you talking to us, and we'll post it up on the website for people to read. The Homeless Industrial Complex is the piece by Edward Ring, co-founder of the California Policy Center. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.